Perkins. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
This is Joe Perkins on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to the Noon Show. Our next guest and our next story has to do with a boy named Jesse Andrews Short Gershman. Jesse was a gifted child. He was a genius. He graduated high school at 15. He finished university at the age of 19, and then he headed to California to work for a company you might have heard of, Google. He also had obsessive-compulsive disorder, and in the fall of 2014, Jesse ended up taking his own life. Now his dad, a local hockey coach, is behind a program to make sure young people have each other's backs. It's called the Buddy Check, and I'd like to welcome into studio Jesse's dad, Stu. Stu, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
19 years old, working for Google. This is one impressive kid. Can you talk about Jesse? I mean, 19, going to California to work for Google? That doesn't happen often.
No, I guess it doesn't. It certainly didn't happen with me.
Where'd he get it from?
Your
wife must be very talented.
So his mother was talented. I think computers tapped in. Once computers came along, they tapped into the brain of a lot of young people that was kind of sitting there latent, waiting for people to grasp onto it. Jesse was gifted and brilliant. And that was one side of him, and that's not a whole person. And so Jesse was not only was he intelligent and very talented at coding, which is what he did at Google. He was a good golfer. He was he cared deeply about the environment. He was a good big brother. Had a big heart. You know, IQ, high IQ does not define a whole person.
Right.
And so he had some other challenges. And
when did you first notice that he had these challenges, OCD?
Well, fairly young. I mean, half of all mental illness does start by the age of 14. And most go unrecognized. So, you know, when he was young, we knew he was gifted. We knew he was really good at math and spelling. I think that started when he was counting every single stair that he ever went up and down from the age of 3 on, and he got into the hundreds of thousands. So we knew that there was something unique.
He would just keep adding stairs onto this ongoing tally?
He would, yes.
Wow.
And then as he got into school, obviously he excelled. And all along, I mean, I've got a bit of a mental health inclination and side of me that has a bit of a sixth sense about this stuff. And, you could see he was going to be on the more obsessive-compulsive end of the spectrum. He has a mother who's a dentist and a father who's a physician, so he comes by that fairly. And we didn't know the extent. And as he got older, it became more of an issue. And sure enough, as a young teen, it declared itself more.
What was that like for Jesse in school? Dealing with this?
It was difficult. He was bullied sometimes. He was labeled, in quotes, a brainiac, which had negative connotations. He didn't necessarily fit in with kids his own age. He didn't swear. He didn't like to do all the things they liked to do. He was more of a loner. He had some challenges. He did skip a grade from grade 6 to 8, and
big jump.
It was a big jump,
yeah.
And eventually we got into high school. He was able to advocate for himself and do a lot better. But he had some challenges fitting in at school.
And how do you deal with that as a parent? Must be tough.
Well, I mean, kids can rip our hearts out,
yeah.
And they can bring us great joy as well, obviously. And it was tough. There was always a lot of pressure to put him in private school, and it was actually never the right thing for him. Public school was phenomenal for him. So, you're dealing with school counselors and individual education plans and constantly trying to check in with your son and without putting undue pressure and helicoptering him and just trying to guide a path forward and hopefully trying to let him get some insight into how his own brain ticked.
In 2014, tragedy strikes, I guess 4 years ago this weekend, is that right?
October 29th.
October 29th. That's why you're in here, and we'll get to that in a moment. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but how do you get through that? I mean, how do you get from that to where we are today?
Well, after he passed away, obviously it's a tragedy. It's a family tragedy. It affects a lot of people. None more so than Jesse. As hard as it is for anything that we go through, none of it compares to what my son went through, ending his life. And just that in itself gives, you know, you have a choice if you want to, how you're going to move on. And as my one of my heroes, Bruce Springsteen, says, everybody needs a reason to believe. And our reason to believe was to try and turn a tragedy into something positive. I didn't know what it was going to look like 4 years later, and that's where we are now. And to honor the memory of Jesse. And I did not want the rest of my family going through the rest of their life thinking that their dad was a mess after this. Maybe he could do something to, something inspiring.
And that is Buddy Check. Where did that come from?
Buddy Check for Jesse was inspired from my role as a coach. I've coached a number of sports, a lot of minor hockey over the last 9 or 10 years. And following, in essence, what it does is recognize the important role that coaches play in the lives of the kids and young adults that they coach. It's a big responsibility, and we have the opportunity as coaches to try and teach something beyond just the game on the ice or the court or wherever. This happens to be ice-related. We have, and it's an important role. And Buddy Check for Jesse recognizes that important role of coaches and how they can give a message to the players about mental health and mental health awareness, and in the dressing room, in their safe place. And that's the simple message. It's a coaches have a unique role. And it's different than kids getting the information through assemblies at school and so forth.
A unique role, and I'd also argue a unique opportunity, because you have all of these young men and women together, whether that's on the ice or in the dressing room, but they're working as a team. And there's something about that that just lends itself to having a discussion that's greater than X's and O's and what are we going to do on the ice. That hasn't happened yet before Buddy Check? That wasn't something that was being done?
Not in this formal way with Buddy Check at all levels of minor hockey and up to age of 20 with junior hockey and so forth. And we can talk about that a little more if we have time.
Yeah.
There's no doubt over the years coaches have expanded their roles and recognized that they're more than just teaching X's and O's. And there's they're teaching life to adults and kids, young adults and kids. And I've spoken to a few junior coaches who have recently who have explained to me that over the past 10 years, their coaching style has changed, that, you know, they're doing 10 or 20% X's and O's and 80% life coaching.
No kidding.
And keeping their door open for their players to come in and trying to keep the whole team concept together.
I want to stay with that, this idea of teaching or coaching life as opposed to coaching and teaching the game. And I want to talk more about Buddy Check, what exactly it is, as you look to honor Jesse's memory. We're going to take a break, though. We'll have more on this when we come back.
It's Joe Perkins on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to the Noon Show. I've been sitting here in the break talking to Dr. Stu Gershman. He is the father of Jesse. Jesse took his life in October of 2014. Since then, his father has created Buddy Check for Jesse. And I just think the more I learn about this, this is just such a great program. This weekend, what Stu is asking teams all over the province, all over the country to do is have one talk. You get one coach and you get one team inside one dressing room, and you have one talk about Jesse's story and about mental health. And that's it. It's not a big ask. But if you can get enough teams to have that one talk this weekend, you're doing some good. And you're starting that conversation, a conversation that for most hockey teams hasn't been had because they're so focused on the play, on the, like we said, the X's and O's. I want to bring you back in here. This is pretty incredible. You've given me a script. This is a script that coaches get. Maybe talk about that for a second.
Well, This is something that I've done for my boys. This started actually after Jesse passed away in the dressing rooms of my boys, who are now 17 and 14. And I would do a chat with them about to the players in the dressing room about briefly about mental health, about awareness, about destigmatizing, about being a team, about supporting each other, and having them recognize that they've got one of their teammates who are struggling with something that's gone on in their life. And that is something I did every year for their teams. And
you were doing that on your own.
I was doing that on my own for their teams, and it was a year ago, October 29th, 2017, when I thought, why can't other coaches do this? And it's a powerful message, and I know it helped my own boys. Mm-hmm. And so it expanded to this, and I thought, not everybody's comfortable about talking about these things. I'm quite comfortable talking about these sorts of things, and I do that in my work all the time. So I thought I should give a sample script for coaches on the website, in case, just to give them some guidelines to go on.
And if they're not comfortable having that discussion, because I imagine there's some coaches out there that don't want to, you know, they're in it for the hockey, right?
Yep.
At least they have something to fall back on.
Yep, something to fall back on, and they can even use their own experiences, and it's applicable to all ages. Obviously, younger kids just want to use the tape and go out there and cover the ice in green, and that's great.
The tape is the other part of it, and we haven't talked about that. All the players after the conversation get green tape. Is that right?
Yeah. Some depending either before the conversation or after, depending on the age groups. And taping a stick is a very ritualistic process for some players, and they all like to do it their own way. But the idea of the green tape, green is a color of mental health, mm-hmm. and so the idea of the green tape is for the players to have an experiential component to this, where they're taping their sticks. And again, playing a game, and everybody out there with green tape. Some will be on their sticks. Some will have some as sock tape. But the optics of that maybe lead to a discussion amongst even the fans and the families, etc.
That furthers the conversation from outside that dressing room.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the feedback been like from the players? Have you received any feedback?
Well, there's been a lot of very positive feedback from families, players. I mean, I know a lot of people in the community. There's been an incredible amount of support. People want this. People want whatever they can. Everybody wants the best for our kids. Everybody knows mental health issues are huge in society, and there's no one fix for it. But everybody thinks that this is a good program, and it's something that maybe could help, even if it just plants a seed in some of these kids' heads and they remember it. And we'd keep doing it every year. And so it's been good feedback. And I've had some testimonials, I'm not sure what to call them, from some players I've previously coached and from some parents and so forth. Do you want me to read one?
Sure, I'd love to. And as you do, I'm just going to invade your space a bit. Yeah. Hold that mic up to your mouth just a bit. There you
sure.
go.
Okay.
Yeah, please do.
A player I previously coached, he didn't mind me sharing this. I'm not going to say his name, but he said, "Hey, Stu, I just watched your video for the first time this afternoon. I actually had to watch it a second time because it was very well done and very inspiring. Now, you probably don't know this, but in late 2016 till about late 2017, I was dealing with extremely bad anxiety and depression. I suffered for about 4 to 5 months before I finally decided to get some help. Admitting it was time to get help was the toughest part of the process. Getting this help was not an instant fix, as it was a roller coaster ride for about 8 months thereafter. I am proud to say that for about a good year now, I've been about 95% anxiety and depression free. I appreciated your video a lot because I know there are hundreds or maybe even thousands of kids and people like myself who are struggling through these illnesses each and every day and who don't tell anyone that they are struggling and just live with it until it gets so bad. It just becomes too late. I think your campaign will do a lot of good for a lot of people, not only just in hockey and sports world, but hopefully in schools and just everywhere in general."
Powerful stuff.
That tells me that maybe we're on the right track here.
And that video, you can watch it at buddycheckforjesse.com. The video
Correct.
Is up there that he's referring to.
Yes.
Do you think that through this program, there's another message being sent out to the hockey world, and it's about the coach and the relationship between the coach and the player? Because I think that this idea that the coach's role is much more than just teaching the game of hockey, I think that's a relatively new one. You know, in the last 10, 15 years, I think a greater emphasis has been put on you mold these players to be not just good hockey players, but good people. Do you think that this is pushing that message a bit more?
I think it kind of has to. Coaches who maybe aren't inclined this way maybe need to take a look at themselves and see that this could expand their own world a little bit and actually connect them to their players even more. Mm-hmm. Players need to know that the coach cares about them.
And that they can go to the coach.
And that they can go to the coach or a manager or another responsible adult or wherever.
And that brings me to my next question. Do you think there's enough in place in our junior hockey world right now, in our minor hockey world, where that the coaches are getting the training they need to ensure that they're doing this? I remember when I used to coach, you have to take some training to do it. I think it's a weekend course or a day course. I don't recall any training in terms of making someone a better human being.
No, there's no training that way. I mean, many coaches
aren't. But maybe there should be.
Well, maybe there should be. And that's being discussed at upper hockey levels and through BC Hockey. That's definitely being discussed. Because the BC Hockey, who's a partner in this program with me, have recognized the mental health issues and challenges of the players. And there's 45,000 minor hockey players in British Columbia alone.
The hockey community on the South Island is huge here on Vancouver Island. There are people listening right now. They're parents with kids who will be playing games all weekend long. We've got coaches listening right now. If any of these people want to get their kids' team involved in this, what can they do? Because this weekend's approaching fast, and you want them to have that discussion this weekend.
Well, as it is right now, every South Island Association is participating, and everybody's aware of it.
Good.
As well as teams up island and all over the province and across the country. And the resources are downloadable, if that's a word,
yep.
Off the website. And the sample coaches talk, green tape, is available in many stores. We've CBI Health, another partner, has purchased a lot of green tape, and we've sent it around the city and the province. And I don't know how much is left right now.
Well, let's hope, you know what?
Between Lowry and Renfrew, but yeah. All the resources are on the website for any team to do this at the drop of a hat.
And maybe, you know, maybe if there's a team out there that maybe they're not going to get the tape or... You know, maybe they're not going to sign up on the website. What's the message in terms of that conversation? What do you think they need to get across? If there's one thing they get across to their players, and it doesn't even have to be a coach to a player, it can be a parent to a child. What's the one thing that you think needs to be said or should be said?
That people often suffer in silence. Do not stigmatize mental health challenges. And be supportive of anybody who's going through a challenge and learn, get some information and learn about it.
What's the next step for Buddy Check? I mean, you mentioned during the break that you were in a few other provinces, but, you know, is it getting the attention of Hockey Night in Canada? Has that happened yet? I mean, they need to meet you. We need to get that on Hockey Night in Canada. Really?
I'm ready. You can put me on a Winnipeg Jets broadcast.
Stu's a Jets fan, by the way, if you didn't figure it out. No, seriously.
There has been on Twitter. And
Stu, this needs to be a segment on Hockey Night in Canada.
And maybe it will be someday.
I'm not even affiliated with that show. I mean, but yeah.
There's many, many connections in the hockey world. And someday if it goes that route, which I don't think it's that far off potentially, again, the message is for our kids and young adults. That's what this is all about. If we can target them at that age, maybe you can make a difference later.
Are you still coaching today?
Right now I am not coaching, although I've kind of got a semi-role on a midget team as my 17-year-old's injured, although he might be coming back this week.
Yeah.
He's at least going to be in the dressing room for the buddy check this weekend, and I'll probably deliver the coach's chat to that team.
I'm sure Jesse's... brothers are keeping the message alive as well.
They are. They know social media, and they've got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm sold. I think this is just a wonderful program and the right way to keep Jesse's memory alive, and I think that every hockey team should be doing this. So all the best to you, Stu.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Dr. Stu Gershman, if you'd like more information, buddycheckforjesse.com. is where you can go let's sell this city out of green tape if it hasn't happened already.